Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice because you might be a new listener, my name, again, is Peter Mingles. We've been doing this radio show with a great friend of ours. Her name is Jody Bear for a really long time. As a matter of fact, when we first got started with Building Fortunes Radio, I wanted to make sure that we had a platform to be able to pass some microphones around to people doing the right things, mostly in home-based businesses and things along that line. And a friend of mine recommended that I speak to Jody. And I said, sure, I'll talk to Jody. And when I first had that conversation with her, it was really something special because there was an electricity, if you will, coming through the phone where I just felt like her energy was such that I've been working with this gal for a real long time. And she said something like, we're into our second decade together. That's crazy. We've been doing this for such a long time. And it's something because when I first met her, I said, you know, we're going to be able to document your level of success. I don't know where you're going to go, but it's always going to be big, I can tell. And we've gone through, besides home-based businesses, I introduced her to what a microphone and a webcam was, and then we started to do things like podcasts, and she's been on television, and she's been all over the place. And then one day she said, I'm going to be an author, Peter. I'm really? Okay, good. Well, go for it. And then it's going to be, I'm going to be a bestseller, and it's not just one bestseller. It's going to be a multi-country bestseller. And we've been interviewing some of her co-authors for quite a while now, and it's been an amazing journey. And it just is flat out special. The different things that she's done with Healthopedia and the other things she's worked on is something you want to definitely follow up on. So since we have a guest, I'm going to kind of step away out of the way as fast as I possibly can. But I am always amazed and honored to have coach, doctor, you know, friend, Jody Bear on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for being here, Jody.
And Peter, thank you, friend, colleague, supporter, all of those things. And since I just got done doing a big workout, I can say you're my athletic supporter too. Now I'm just totally joking. But Peter, it's amazing because what we've done, and I've said this before on the air, is that as my coach and my mentor, another one says, Les Brown, what we need in this world are a group of success conscious, community-driven, heart-centered leaders. That's what you are. You lead from the front with Building Fortunes Radio, Humongous Laws, and Humongous Ad Network, but you lead from behind and helping people and doing what you say you're going to do. And I appreciate this about you, and that's why I'm into my second decade. Even my husband, Bob Bear, said last week, well, don't you have a radio show? I said, no, but we're going out of town early, and I need to do a couple things. And sometimes there are rebroadcasts, and this show, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to go ahead and take this radio show because I've got a personal situation. Bob Bear is going to be having some minor surgery on Friday. I want to free up my weekend for him. Bob Bear happens to be my husband, Bob Bear, 15 years. So guess what, Peter? You've almost got Bob Bear beat for as long as we've been doing this. But this is what is so cool is that even my husband has decided that this is part of our Sunday evening. And I hope, ladies and gentlemen, this is a part of your Sunday evening as well. And if this is your first time, come back and make it part of your, as you're watching with one ear and one eye, you're watching Sunday Night Football, you're listening with one ear and one heart to what we bring here on Building Fortunes Radio. As we call it, Coach Jody, that's just me. I can tell you this small town, brown-eyed, brown-haired girl from Laurel, Montana, never knew. Who knew that it would grow to be this big with a 43-year decade? Who knew that I would find my way into holistic nutrition, into alternative healing, and find the natural medical way? Who knew that this was happening? Well, I always say as my youngest son today is 42 years old, well, guess what? Who knew? The creator of all knew. And that was my beginning. Now I can say at age 69 and three quarters that I'm looking here at what and what I look at with just amazement and gratitude is the fact that now I built a foundation of my health coaching career on six pillars. Spiritual, always the beginning. Physical, mental, emotional, social, and financial. I have built this because I had a strong desire. A desire, just like our guest tonight, turns into a passion. And it is absolutely, as Les Brown says again, I'm going to quote him because he said, do what you want from the hunger of your soul. And when you do it from the hunger of your soul, your desires will always come to fruition from your mind and be able to then take your mind, as he says in an additional quote, from your mind to the emotion, to set it in motion. And that's what our guest here tonight has done. And see, I set that in motion. As you know, the story goes. So number one, a bun in the oven. And I went to my first little HE League meeting, and I said, because I knew that mother's milk was the best milk. And I looked with a real attitude because I had a lot less filter than I had back in when I was 26 years old than I did now at 69 and three quarters. And I looked and I said at this beautiful Atlanta home, I said, so we're going to put this in here, pointing down to my little bulge in my tummy. And this was the hostess's dining room table that had the two food groups, additives and preservatives. Now, my voice, because I was a classically trained vocal musician, has an air that it projects. My goodness gracious. This woman came up to me and she said, well, if you were that adamant about this, why don't you do something about it? Then she introduced herself to me, and it was one of those Southwest Airlines want to get away moments. Because she said that she was the international president of Lillachi League International. Well, as far as I'm concerned, never to back down from a challenge, I really went out to change what I thought was additives and preservatives. And I can say now, 43 and a half years later, and multiple certifications, but multiple licenses, and a PhD in holistic nutrition later, I'm so glad I took up the challenge of what I heard here tonight and what you're going to hear here tonight of my guest. But what I heard on that night was the fact that I had to do something about it. You're going to hear this riveting message tonight. There's going to be someone that you can take this story and have them do something about their life. I'm just telling you, I already feel it in my soul. Well, I did something about it. And as I said, it was something like 43 years later, my protocols and my nutritional recommendations are still a part of the Lillachi League protocols. And in our present Healthopedia book that you know did this amazing thing in less than a half a day, in fact, 6.5 hours, we hit 13 countries. All 13 countries where Amazon is a bestseller, and we became a bestseller in all 13 countries. And that woman, the president of Lillachi League International, is still my friend. She is retired now, but she wrote an endorsement. Now, that's what you talk is a relationship. But there are people in your life that you just think that you have this relationship. And you know it's not for a reason. It's not for a season. You just hope and pray it's for a lifetime. Peter, I feel that about you, and I feel this about my guest tonight. And that's why we can say we're in our second decade, and we can grin and smile about it, and Bob Bear knows what I'm doing on Sunday night. I'll be watching Sunday night football about the time for the second half. But what happened with my youngest son then was just as extraordinary. When I look back at my life, I'm so grateful because it's like having every day be the best day of your life. And I knew when my youngest son was coming in, getting into kindergarten, that they put him in that box. And he didn't have, as they wanted to say, ADHD. I wasn't going to, as a young health coach, and I think I had maybe three certifications, I wasn't going to put him in that box. I wasn't going to have him be relegated to that box, that diagnosis, and be just destined for a bowl of petroleum-based pills as he was going through taking psychotropic drugs. This is just my personal opinion. Psychotropic drugs in his formative years and on to adulthood, because I knew enough in 1983, the body put in the right condition will heal itself. I had just taken this course. Now we're moving into 1984. And I turned on, this is one of those moments, do something about it. You're going to hear one of those do something about it moments in just a moment. Because what I did, and you've heard this story on Building Fortunes Radio, but you're always going to hear a different twist and turn. Phil Donahue was on daytime TV. I never sat down long enough to watch daytime TV, but that day I did. I was destined, just like this brown-haired, brown-eyed girl was destined to do something about it in health. What happened was I saw Dr. Holda Clark. She came out of that TV screen when she said in her back-to-school edition, perhaps these children are just brilliant, and maybe they just need to grow into their giftedness. So why can't we be patient and reward them for their brilliance? Well, I turned into a female Indiana Jones. I went everywhere. I heard on the Phil Donahue show that she lived in a suburb of Atlanta. There are no coincidences. I lived in a suburb of Atlanta. It took me 2 weeks, no GPS, no internet, no nothing but a knock on the door, and I kept knocking and knocking. I found Dr. Holda Clark. And if you feel and resonate with our guest tonight, you're going to feel the real, the authenticity that you will want to do something about it for yourself and for others. Now, I had prepped my son. He said, Mommy, what should I do? And I said, when I squeeze your shoulder, son, you just go ahead and you smile and you just look with those big blue eyes, because he had a Dutch boy blonde, platinum blonde haircut and those big blue eyes. So when Dr. Holda Clark said, but you understand, I'm not taking any patients. I said, you will take this now, won't you? And I squeezed his shoulder. Finally, after the third time, she let us in. In 3 weeks, the trajectory of his health changed. I'm going to say it one more time, ladies and gentlemen. I believe this. I really do. The body, put in the right condition, can and will heal itself. You are your own miracle-making machine. It just wasn't relegated to myself or my son. Well, guess what happened after that? The rest of the story is this. 6 months later, I then asked Dr. Clark if I could be mentored by her. And she said, my dear, I'm almost 70 years old. I'm not taking on any mentees. I said, Dr. Clark, you will take on me. She said, she said no the third time. Why should I take on you? I said, because perhaps I am the one to take your message on to the next generation. And this is what we've done with Healthopedia. Our writing is amazing in this book. It's an absolute encyclopedia of riveting remedies and alternative means for natural medicine and health for the body to do its miracle-making machine. But why is this important? Because the time is now. That's why I could write in a 1984 goal card when I was being mentored by Dr. Holda Clark, and I said, I will pen in 1984, that's almost 40 years. And I penned and it said, I will write the Eastern Medical PDR. And this is what we've done. This is the Eastern version of the physician's desk reference. And my guest for tonight, Jerry Tucker, is on 257 and 258. So get ready, fasten your seatbelts, and we will put this all together as we do with the puzzle pieces of foundational health. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM Training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Jody. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, that's buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows. Jody, back to you.
And thanks, Peter. I mean, we probably got like 40, 50 pages by now, and I'll say, I know that intro was a bit long, so I'm going to ask for grace in giving us a little more time because Jerry Tucker deserved that kind of setup. Jerry Tucker is one of these people, like I said, they come into your life for a reason, a season, and I believe a lifetime. He's known as Crazy Jerry. You can find him on all social media, Crazy J-E-R-R. He is an absolute, as his website says, palette Picasso. He's a metal fabricator, woodworker, inventor, author, and poet. You're going to hear some of his poetry tonight. He's an inventor because his why is better way. He loves to solve programs and patterns and problems, those three P's for sure. But creating something out of nothing, and that's what we're going to talk about today. He used his pen as therapy. Now, there's a way, and let me tell you, we're going to be talking about Boca and what we're doing down in Boca that will be amazing in this interactive, you know, health symposium and retreat with Dr. Jim Marinakis, February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Jerry Tucker is going to be making and doing the music as DJ. So he just doesn't keep it to writing and poetry. He does music as well. But he does woodworking, but he likes to leave the world a better place than he left it. This is what you feel being around him. It is a better way. This is what he's done, to have his experiences, his trauma, and know that people are not alone, that they can work and finding their voice. And I'm telling you that he has done that. He's left a legacy that will be around here much longer than he is, because now he's an author of two compilated books. I'm so grateful that say, and I'm going to say this one more time, you'll hear authenticity with Jerry. It's in his voice and it's his content. It's true and it's true blue, just like your Kansas City Royals. Welcome, Jerry Tucker, to Building Fortunes Radio.
Thanks for having me. That was a great intro. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad I can do this. I wasn't going to leave out that KC ball hat for sure. And I was just thinking about our beginnings, Jerry, that we met at a clubhouse event, you know, that audio app. And what did that audio app, the one percenters, what did it do for you that we just kind of connected and found each other, didn't we?
Yeah, we bonded. And then what that actually did for me is I've always been a poet. And I used to write my poems to escape the pain. But then during the clubhouse, I decided to recap every room every night with a poem. So I took notes of everyone's input and turned it into a poem every night. And then that showcased to the world that I have the gift of the pen. And it brushed off my pen so I could write from within on what I really feel. And then I can write like poetry that kind of brands to what everyone's discussing. And then this way I can just write still, and I don't have to have pain to write. I can just write to create a poem. So it's been awesome to have that outlet.
Well, and this is an automatic creator-given gift because it was, y'all, it was every single night, and he nailed it. He nailed it every single time. We had that room during COVID every single night for 100 days. Then we got to meet, and I'm sure in this laptop lifestyle, you ladies and gentlemen listening, you can remember times where you got to actually meet somebody off of the social app and meet them in person. So here we are in Kentucky. You came from the Denver, Colorado, actually north of Denver in Fort Collins, yeah, all the way to Bowling Green, Kentucky. What made you motivated to do that, Jer?
It's called love. It was a chance for me to take a trip, and then I had my mom go, so we... I told her we'd go to all the quilt shops, so we went to all the quilt shops, and I actually got some new quilts that I picked out, so I got some nice blessings for my bed and my wall. But, yeah, we had a great time. And I wanted to make sure people knew I was crazy because I was going 1,200 miles for a Saturday afternoon barbecue. Because you never know what happens in life. If you give without expectation, the expectation has always risen. And by doing things, by not worrying about the 1,200-mile drive, just making it a journey, and the memories will last forever. So,
the 1,200-mile barbecue. I mean, it was just amazing, just because y'all can't see this because we're on the radio, but Jerry Tucker gives the biggest bear hugs, except for the big bear, of course. That's my Bob Bear. The biggest hugs ever. And, I mean, we just clicked, and we've had this, we have this energy commitment since on Clubhouse and meeting you. And personally and professionally, I remember when I called you up, and I just felt I was assisting JB in finding the right key people for the next book after I did Ignite the Hunger in You and Ignite Wisdom. It was time to move on to my solo book, The 21 Days to Your Best You. But JB called me up and said, do you know anyone that would fit forgiveness? And I knew a little bit about your story, and I knew that you were a great fit. Why did you say yes?
Well, I say yes, and then I leave it all on the table because I don't have any regret. I go all in on everything. So I mean, an open book, and then people open
yes.
the books and find me in the middle of them. So.
And you're kind of smack dab in the middle of this book as well, in Ignite Forgiveness. And I want to get on, obviously, to the book that we have together. But when you said when you quit running to see what you are truly running from, you can decide what you want to run toward. Wow. How many times have you seen just people just running and running and running and their problems behind you? You faced it. Found forgiveness, I believe, for yourself. Wouldn't you just capitalize it on that? I mean, just take a minute or so and just kind of give a little bit of a scintillating touch to that, would you please?
Yeah, because my whole life I've been running from the pain and trauma, and I was writing and keeping it all to myself. And then one day I just was like, I don't need to run anymore, but I created the habit, so I keep running. But now I have focus and determination to run towards a goal instead of from it or from the pain. I'm running towards what I'm going to gain from everything I do in the future. So it's just a different running, and now I'm just running with purpose and intent instead of running from the pain and internal suffering.
Yes, intent, for purpose and intent rather than from the pain and suffering. And I was just so proud to be in the audience and on that Zoom presentation on Traverse TV and to just acknowledge you and what you've done. But I mean, you're a wood fabricator. You're a creator of really nothing into something, and what you do, taking scraps of anything. When I was showing my husband some of the pictures on Facebook, as we're still getting our home together and we're needing of a custom closet, my husband said, too bad he's not in Florida. You know, so I mean, I'm hoping we'll get it done before February with our Boca then, or else I'm just going to kidnap you and bring you up to Central Florida. But in all seriousness, you said yes to Health of PDA. It wasn't just like, I'll have to think about it. You said yes immediately to being in our book. What made you decide to be an author again?
Because I think I wanted to dive deep into what made me live my life different by letting go of regret. Because of past pains, I mean, I've lost people in my life, and then I treated them bad. And that taught me how to treat people better every day. So by taking the chance and the risk, I was able to elaborate on that so other people can know to live your life the best you can and make sure everyone around you knows too. So, because you're not promised tomorrow, so we got to live it for today.
And running towards your purpose. And I knew some of your story, and I knew that it had to be. I remember telling you, Jerry, because you transcend, because people want mental toughness. And being a guy, and if, you know, there are 40% of the people in our healthopedia of putting the puzzle pieces together, foundational health, are men. But you transcended into that emotional pillar And to this, I am absolutely, I have such honor and respect for you. And it was so hot. I just got to throw this in. Because you were the person that we were doing our first edit for, an author. And all of a sudden, remember, Jerry, when your whole entire story disappeared? We had such a hot and intentional edit. And remember what you said to me during that time? Ladies and gentlemen, this is how he lived it. He was putting his story on his line in his life. Remember what you said? Because I do.
I'll let you say it best, so.
Well, you said to me, I kind of put you on the spot with that. But I said, oh, it doesn't matter. It's going to come back to me better. And you went ahead. And, of course, Google Docs decided to respond after Jerry said, it's going to come back and better. And between the two of us, we pieced it together, and it was better. So what would you like to share for a few minutes? Just what was it that as we call it here, but it certainly was not a milkshake, and I want to honor you that for that. You know, that's the name of my TV show. But your milkshake moment, the day that you decided to build your better milkshake, was definitely not a positive thing. It was a tragic thing that happened in your life. Would you like to go into that a little bit, please?
Yeah, I was watching the news, and I seen my high school sweetheart was on the news. She was missing. And then a couple of days later, they found her body in Aurora. And then the last time I seen her, I wasn't really that grateful to her. I didn't treat her as well as she deserved. So I can never take that back. And as I live my best life every day, that is the only regret that I have, because since that day, I made sure I live with purpose. I made sure I live to treat everyone right. If they treat me wrong, that's on them. I go all in to everyone. I might stay a little longer when I don't need to, but at the end of the day, at the end of my life, I can look back and I don't have to say what if. I say, oh, what did I do there? I pivoted and I kept moving. I kept creating it. I just used that as leverage. I used that mistake as a misstep, and I just kept moving forward, and I learned from every last one of them. And that has built the plateau to get me to the top where I'm at now. And I just look out and I can see what's next and set my horizon, set my bigger goals, and align my targets. So I'll stop at nothing till I get where I'm going to go, and I'm going to remember to treat everyone right so I don't have to have the question at the end of your life, what if I tried harder? What if I stayed around with her longer? I don't have to worry about that, because I leave it all on the table, and you get what you get, and I'll be there until I'm not, and then I'll still be there throughout my life. So it's just a great way to live, knowing that you do right by people. And I have many acquaintances that most have moved on, but they're still around just because the genuine heart and the love that I give for everybody.
Boy, that's the truth. And your chapter, and Jerry's chapter, ladies and gentlemen, is the power of creating something from nothing. And goodness gracious, you created something from nothing. I just want to give you honor, because there are people like that have a daytime soap opera time, and they always keep talking about the past, the past, the past. The fact that you could pivot from pain to purpose and go through that, Jerry, it just tells me how remarkable. I mean, you don't need to know anything, y'all, about Jerry Tucker, except he's in page 257. Buy the book just for this story. Somebody needs his story right here and right now. And because you've taken the time to write that, it wasn't easy, I'm sure. But you wanted to get it on paper so that someone's life maybe could be saved, didn't you?
Yeah, I wanted to share what I went through so people don't have to go through it, and they can have a heads up, a little relay to get them to the front of the pack so they can start living right now instead of right yesterday.
Right now rather than right yesterday. You get the feeling that you got to listen real close, because he'll just be slick, as Jay Nolan would say, and just get those in there. Live right now rather than right yesterday. That was a good one. Write it down, ladies and gentlemen. But Jerry's quote was, create everything from nothing. Create your best life. By creating something from nothing, you can obtain everything. And that goes into Living Without Regret. What are some of the things that you do on a daily basis if that mental midget gets in your head?
What I do on a daily basis is I started with nothing in life, and I always wanted more than I could afford, so I just learned how to take trash or a palette and resource it into some woodworking palette Picasso or a Picasso. I created a tool that breaks palettes down so you can resource the wood with less time and effort. And that all became out of just not having anything and wanting everything I couldn't afford. So I created a way to afford it by making something from nothing every day of my life. So it's just ongoing figuring out how to resource and make something from what people left behind. And that's like my whole life pretty much.
And make it from that thing. And I just want to come back to that. Your website is Palette Picasso. Is it P-A-L-L-A-T-E-P-I-C-A-S-S-O?
Yeah.
All right, because Palette Picasso, and you can find him, and his information will be on Building Fortune Radio, because he really does. And the fact that it's that accountability with you and you. And looking at this and writing the story about your high school sweetheart, and you gave me this question. So, Jody, I want to talk about trauma and pain, how it's made you stronger. Can you give us one example of that?
Yeah, like growing up, when I was really young, at 10 years old, I was molested. And I kept that in for like 6 years. And then it came out in blood and throwing up and not healthy. And then once I started talking about it, I went through years of depression. But on the other side, I could look back and know that I was chosen because I was strong enough to take that pain, turn it into passion, and allow others to know they can go through the depths of hell and come out on the other side with a smile, as long as you just focus and get the right people around you and use your pen, get hobbies, and just create something that'll push you past what you've been through. Oh, I never had bad days because I had bad years, and now every day is a great day because I'm just living my best life, and that's what I choose to do.
Well, and I know that we said have a great day every day no matter what. That was one of your favorite quotes during the One Percenters Club. We ran those 100 days, and you lived it. This is why, I mean, I'm going to use our fellow mentor, Jay Nolan's quote, you can't fake real, Jerry. My goodness gracious. I mean, and I mean the idea, I just want to say one of the things, because I've been honored to help you with your health for a while and assist you and support you. And what happened with your weight coming down during this writing in Healthopedia? Will you please just share that with the audience? Because it's been pretty cool for you to just testify in our group like that. Yeah.
I didn't even realize it, but I started a new job, and I quit going to drive-thrus, and I started focusing on what I eat, and I pay attention to what I do. And over the last 6 months, I didn't even realize it, and I was like, oh, there's a scale. I should check it out. And I looked, and I lost 60 pounds over the last 6 months and didn't even realize it. And it was mainly because I set an intention. I didn't set a diet. I set intention to choose what I eat and eat for energy, not eat for comfort, not eat for working in the automotive world. That's just an upside down industry. And then you kind of eat just to get through the day. But now everything is great. And I didn't even realize it. I feel a lot better. I just, over time, I just was feeling better every day. And then when I checked, I was like, oh, well, that's quite an accomplishment. Keep it going.
6-0. 6-0. And I really believe it's because you did that intention, you wrote it down, you got through that, just like getting through kind of making these puzzle pieces of your fabrication. You have done this with your life. And so I want to honor you with the, you said you have some key mentors that have shaped your future. Just give us an example of how have you been this extraordinary path from pain to purpose. Just give me, give some shout-outs. I'm sure one of them is Jay. I know there are people in your life before that, before we occurred. So if there's anybody that you want to just mention as you were getting through you know, the trauma being molested, I mean, that's enough in of itself for people to just put on the brakes to life, Jerry. I want to honor you for that. It really is, for real.
Yeah, because I could have stopped. I could have found drugs, alcohol years ago, but I found my pen, and it's created wins. It's plain and simple. But, like, growing up over in, like, 2009 and where I was listening to the Jason Ellis show, he's a pro skateboarder. He's on SiriusXM. They had me on the show, and then when I was a guest on their show, I was, like, shocked because my idols are having me on their show. And then I co-hosted with them and made everyone laugh pretty hard. But just having him and hearing his stories of all the stuff he's went through and overcame, it just helped me just align everything that I was doing to be more positive and just lead the way and show the way instead of just falling into where you could go. And then I've always been working with Antonio White. He's helped me with my marketing and everything else to get me in the right direction. And I just keep going forward with the Bitch Freak. That's what his name on the streets is, Bitch Freaks. But, yeah, he's helped me craft my word and my tone and everything else so I can close with my open and get everything I can get across in marketing in 10 seconds, because usually that's all you get before people lose their attention, according to studies. So.
Yeah.
And Jay Nolan, you know Jay Nolan, he comes in hot and he brings the heat and he's just always on point with everything he gives. I've done mentor programs with Grant Cardone, and what that did is that led me to proximity to so many great people that led the way around me, and we just keep growing, we keep winning, and that's where we're beginning, right when the next week. There's so many great people that have led the way. And then there's so many more greats that I'll find, because I'm always, every day I wake up, I'm learning more. I get paid to work and listen to podcasts and get an education.
Get paid to listen to podcasts, get an education, be more, and do more, because you're doing more because you're being more. That's all I've got to say about that. I mean, Jerry Tucker, I mean, I remember when we came up, because I wanted to buy a number in our book. There are six pillars of health. So we went through spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, social, and financial. And I said, we need a seventh chapter. And it came up that it was be a bestitarian. What does it mean to be your best? It doesn't mean vegetarian. It doesn't mean pescatarian. As long as it's not a frankenfooditarian. And I remember the glazed over looks. Bless all the authors, and everyone was on the Zoom screen. Jerry and ladies and gentlemen that are listening to this, they had this glazed over look like, what in the Sam heck is Jody talking about? And Jerry, you knew it at the very beginning, and you gave your version of what is a bestitarian. When you heard that word, what went on in your mind?
Well, it's just living your best life for everybody. And by being a vegetarian, you're living your best life for you and the people around you and the community. Because it's not just about us. It's about living for everyone else as well. You can get to the top by yourself, but if you get there with the team, you can create a larger dream and find the next top together.
Yes, with the team, you can have the dream. And of course, this is how this all began. As I said, I want to honor Jerry for writing an amazing poem in the dedication, the author's dedication in Ignite Your Forgiveness. And then after I said bestitarian, I know what we need to do. But before I go in, because, Peter, we're going to close with this amazing thing. Once again, we've never done this on Building Fortunes Radio. You'll never know when we're going to do this. But I'm going to say Jerry Tucker is one of the reasons. You want to be in Boca. You've heard me talk about Dr. Jim Marinakis, my mentor, my trainer, the world-renowned, and yes, for the third time, he has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in Natural Medicine. What he does is an intensive in 3 days for individuals. He's going to take it to a group. There are only 150 seats left for our deal. Well, actually, there are 150 seats. There are only 89 left now. It's at the Wyndham Hotel. The food is being catered by the Farmer's Table, which is the first organic farm-to-table restaurant east of California in the late 80s, for crying out loud. That's what will be February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. You talk about intention, Jerry. when I knew I turned 69 last February, I said, I got to do something fantastic to launch the seventh decade of my life. I hadn't written a solo book yet, let alone Healthopedia had not come about. Now, guess what's happening, Jerry, the day before the 22nd of February? You're going to guess it.
I'm actually probably not because I'm overthought.
Oh, you're not because you're overthought. No, actually, on the 21st of February, I'm turning 70. So I'm doing this retreat, this symposium, with you being the DJ, being the wordsmith. You're going to hear Jerry's story of how he dropped the 60 pounds with trauma in our weight loss panel as being one of the authors. I'm telling you, this is why learn didactically about health when you can experience it, be in Boca. Why not be one of these women? Because the 2.0 version of Healthopedia, we're now solidified only of our 40 authors. We have 14 seats remaining. And so if you're interested in penning your story, just like Jerry did, and receive a kind of blessing that can save a soul, save a life, save a business, you don't know. Because the story that you're waiting on and you're sitting on, somebody is yearning to be a part of in their life. And this is what we read. And by the way, this poem, Peter, is 900 words. It's not a poem. It's a blog. And before we start it, Jer, you came up with this first half every time. This is just part of you. And so I just know that it's going to bless everyone. So please share that title, and let's just read and share the Ode to Bestitarian.
Yep. You know, I mean, the Ode to Bestitarian. Did you want to start the first two?
Yes, you go. Do it, Jerry. You got the first two, two couplets. Let's go.
All right. Dr. Bernie Siegel allows you to really live. That is his gift, to always give, creating more habits so we can forgive. Jay Nolan teaches us to align our spiritual health. This gives us the abundance of wealth and allows us to build it real stealth.
Kimberly Meredith brought us to the fifth dimension. She let her words craft her vision. She makes sure her readers have really risen. Dr. Peggy Woods led us right now. She helped us show us how to edit our stories with more wow.
Bobby Kolaski is a Reiki healer. She keeps us aligned with all our feelers. She is a PMA, a positive mental attitude dealer. Dan Gilman shares the legacy of healing and intuition. He brings the behind the scenes into fruition. He produces events from the internet ignition.
Linda Huff transforms darkness into light. Her light shares and shines hope so bright and helps others through their dark nights. Anna DeVere is soaring to new heights. Her story will give us more insight so we can learn how to live our life right.
Dr. James Marinakis is a naturopath. He provides tools so others fully surpass and raise to the top of their class. Dr. Jody Bear helps your liver quiver. Her health tips always deliver. She helps our bad health habits just shiver.
Dr. Mark Chavez brought us 5 habits to healthy people. His chapter may be this book's sequel. He can help us fly free like a seagull. Shannon Roper, NP, is healing outside the box. She helps us all find ways to unlock and how we can live without blocks. If you're stuck in the flight, fright, or freeze, you can find the tools that will help you to ease.
You need to let Susan Finder help you remove your blinders. Are you struggling with weight gain? Ivan Jacobs lost 100 pounds, and he will help you do the same.
Your clients deserve less rage. Trey Urban to heal and help with your landing page. Rex Sykes helps us to live on our terms. He provides us techniques that do affirm.
Dr. Michael Pierce, D.C., helps you eliminate disease so you can start living free. Renee Brown is sharing how love and connection can send people's addictions in a better direction. And in the end, send out an awesome reflection.
Jamie Kerr coaches minds to succeed. He aligns you to win without the greed. As he speaks, he takes the mindset lead. When you let the love flow, it will organically 3G glow. Noah Crane will help you grow.
Jamie Matheson helps you turn triggers of fear into tools you'll want to keep near to keep your mind, body, and soul clear. Lee Forster helps women find the power of she. The world will have take on the take. The world will have to take a knee and look to the powerful women we see.
Kathy Strauss Life is about creating yourself. This will produce an abundance of wealth by adding emotions and clarity, defining oneself. Simon Sinek's book, Find Your Why, lays it out. Dr. Gary Sanchez knew what he was talking about. When you find your why, you will win without a doubt.
Carrie Fisher, CMT, when healing the wounded healer, we must pay attention to our feelers. Finding those issues are always in your body's tissues. Carol, by planting the proper seeds, we can learn what we need to build our self-esteem and lose the obesity.
Cynthia Hamill-Knight, listen to your heart. Take time and appreciate what you start. Music will always play a big part. And Jerry Tucker, when he was young, would get into his head. He did not realize all the things that he had said would lead to the years of regret. It led to a fall into being depressed, but he saw the light, and now he's shining in the mind fight.
Karen Rudolph is bringing tranquil solutions. She helps rid our minds of pollution so we can craft the perfect resolution. Serena Brown Travis has left her mark. She defines success with everything she starts. She brings style and grace with children she embarks.
Dr. Nefertina Serrano does not let her family health be her demise. She can look at her family history and help her rise. By adding the techniques and tools, we all will reach the skies. Melanie Summers started investing in her health. So you will spend all the time on your wealth, building back to your best self.
Rob Hassan survived trucks that rolled. It is good he did not listen to what he was told because he bounced back healthy and bold. Debbie gives us courage to prevail. With her steps, with family, we will not fail and live our best life, blazing the trail.
Amber House, as we rise to the top, we can look our footing and drop. When we survive and thrive, we will never stop. Dame Doria Cordova teaches money and you. Buckminster Fuller took the steps to pursue. Doria took the trainings so legacy she could follow through.
There's a difference between health and healing. Jason Estes helps us separate the feelings and helps us live life with transitions and meaning. Jeremy Hoffman reminds us life happens for you. Take moments to look inward at the view. From victim to victor is enlightened, follow through. Sue helps men and women find the root of their dis-ease. She can improve your gut health with her expertise so you can let your best self unleashed. Jerry Tucker.
Crazy Jer, fabricator, wordsmith, and you approved this message now, didn't you, Jerry?
100%.
To say that you honored all 40 authors. Jerry, I just want to say I honor you. You're so others-driven. So no wonder the team wants to rise with you. So I got a quick poem for you, Jer. From Pen to Winds, into B and Boca, Dr. Jim, myself, and Crazy Jer, Helpopedia. Like Boca is a dose of 100% life. And you can have disease lift with your stripe to have a better feeling. Just be in Boca so we can all be reeling. Thank you, Jerry, from the bottom of my heart. I approve every word of your message. Back to you, Peter.
Great. Jerry, thank you so much. I mean, Jody, we've had some really special calls. This is really great. So a very complex Jerry story and the way he's been able to kind of work his way out of the challenges and the things that I've heard him say on this radio show is just amazing. So, Jerry, really want to say thanks. And wonderful poetry as well.
Have you ever had somebody who's written 900 words in a poem and he did it in one pass? That is truly a gift to lift.
You know,
I don't know how to say that.
Yeah,
true and true.
There were so many things that I would want to comment on as I was listening to his story. And I'm like, you know what, this is just overwhelming. So, Jerry, thank you so much for all the things that you've done. I really just, you know, love hearing about the journey of your level of success. And, Jody, I know you were part of that. So that's the great thing about Building Fortunes Radio. People can actually, like I said, when we first started this, we're going to document you helping a lot of other people. So, Jerry, thank you so much. And, Jody, thanks for all the things you do. And we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Now you can save on Cox Internet by adding Cox Mobile, so you can do everything you want, everywhere you want. Stream the big game with fiber-powered speeds at home, or capture it courtside on your phone with unbeatable 5G reliability on the go, so you can do more without spending more. Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile. Learn more at cox.com/internet. Not all services and features available everywhere. Other